There has been another suicide bombing in Israel. The explosion demolished a bus that was traveling from northern Israel to Tel Aviv. At least 14 people were killed and dozens injured.
NPR's Jackie Northam is at the hospital in Hadera, where victims of the blast are being treated. Jackie, what more can you tell us about this bombing?
Well, according to reports, Robert, the bus had stopped in Hadera, which is a working-class town along the coast here in Israel. A couple passengers were getting on when a Jeep pulled up behind the bus, next to the bus's fuel tank, and exploded. Witnesses say that the bus's windows and the sides of the bus just all blew off, and the vehicle was completely engulfed in flames. And because of that, it took a long time to get many of the people off, particularly the people at the back of the bus, because the fire was so intense. And those are primarily the people who died in this.
Now, you're talking to us from the hospital where the injured were taken, also family members of those who were in the bus. What are they telling you?
Well, I have to say, this place is just chaotic right now, and it's very confusing for many of the family members that have come looking to see if their relatives were on the bus here. Some of them can't find their relatives. They don't know if they were. They don't know if they're alive. I spoke with several victims that were on the bus. One of them was a bus driver, but the other one was a young fellow, 22 years old, who had just finished his tour of duty in the Israeli army, and he survived all that without a scratch, having ridden many buses during that time. And he said, you know, here he is. He's just on his way down to Tel Aviv to pick up a visa to go to South America, and he gets, you know, under a terrorist attack. But what was more poignant is what he said is that he can't believe how routine this is. He doesn't feel anything one way or the other. Sometime it was going to happen to him.
Jackie, has the place where this attack took place, where this bombing happened today, is that a place where there have been bombings in the past?
Yes, there's been a lot of bombings along this stretch of highway, and in part because of its proximity to the West Bank. It's very, very close to the West Bank in this stretch of road right now. This has been the largest bombing in the past few months, actually since June, when 17 people were killed. They were primarily Israeli soldiers, were killed in this area as well in a bus bombing. Now, over the past few months, it hasn't been as bad as it was. In part, they believe, because the government here imposed curfew on many parts of the West Bank, and they had heavy restrictions on the people there. Now, over the past few days, though, they've lifted or eased those restrictions and certainly lifted the curfew in many areas. And today they actually issued a statement saying that they made it official. Shortly after they issued that statement, this bombing happened.
Has any group issued any statement claiming responsibility for today's attack?
Yes, the Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility on Lebanese TV. They gave a few details as well. They said that they used 100 kilograms of explosives in the bombing. Now, Islamic Jihad says this bombing is in retaliation for what they call massacres in Palestinian territory. Yasser Arafat has condemned the bombing, saying it goes against Palestinian leadership's position. In the past, the Israeli government has held Arafat responsible despite his making such statements. And in fact, in September, they laid siege to Arafat's compound in Ramallah for 10 days.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's Jackie Northam speaking to us from Hadera in Israel.